How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
What do you got over there from your non-Friday watching ass news desk?
Urine soaked trash.
What'd you call me?
What?
Urine soaked trash.
I'm in soaked trash?
Urine?
Pee-pee? Urine.
Pee-pee?
I thought I said I am.
No.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Is this chair made out of garbage and I don't know it?
No, pee-pee soaked trash.
What about it?
Is what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, neat.
There's a stalker by the name of Charles Brady Gann. And he has a third-degree felony charge against him for stalking his ex and throwing urine-soaked trash on this auto repair shop, actually.
I don't know if I like or hate your style of telling the news. You present the punchline of the whole thing.
I did a little differently today. Usually I have y'all guess, you know, some aspect of the story, but this time I just wanted to throw it out there.
Oh, cool.
Much like he did the urine-soaked trash.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was an ex, but it ain't an ex.
Oh.
He was stalking an auto shop for weeks because he was mad. Maybe he had a situation kind of like yours, Johnny.
I'm mad?
But he wasn't handling it so well.
What am I mad about?
No, I mean, it was an auto repair shop.
Oh.
You know what I mean? For weeks.
Oh. No, I wasn't stalking them, and it was only about a week that they... Well, I say almost 2 weeks now, but it's okay.
No, I understand, but
I'll just move on, courtesy Kia and Brandon. Don't worry, I pay for my own radiator that Sean broke.
It says here that he would consistently call the auto shop, harass, abuse, and torment them. To the point where he ended up throwing some trash at them that he had previously urinated on.
They really should give me money for that radiator. I'm just saying, if you're listening.
Have you ever had anything thrown at you?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
All kinds of stuff.
Like an egg?
Oh, man. I've had girls hit me with all kinds of stuff before.
Like what?
Oh, man. I could probably do a ranker top 10 list of all the things I've been hit by. With when I had an ex-wife hit me with a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
Like she's that bitch uprooted picked up it a tree?
Yeah.
Like a houseplant tree?
Yeah, it was like a 10-foot tall plastic houseplant we had in the corner of our living room. She picked it up and hit me with it. I didn't even see it coming either. I was like, ah, tree in the face. Yeah.
What else?
I got hit with a container of hot KFC gravy right in the side of the head. That didn't feel good at all.
Did it spill?
Was it delicious
everywhere?
Though? Yeah.
Oh, the worst one now.
No, but did the gravy spill everywhere?
Yeah.
On your face?
Yeah. All
so
side of my head.
So hot?
It wasn't like hot enough to burn me, but it was uncomfortable and humiliating. And I was licking the side of my face like a dog. I was like, God damn you. And I'd rub my face and start licking my fingers. You bitch. How dare you? I just start rubbing my cheek into my mashed potatoes. We're done, okay? This is the ultimate disrespect. You think I'm going to deal with that? I'm not. Next time, throw some butter at me, bitch. You know?
What else?
Oh, man. I don't want to talk about this one. The worst.
A baby?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Did I get a baby thrown at me? Yeah, I don't think so. I was a kid. Somebody driving down the side of the road threw something, hit me in the side of the head.
What was it?
It was a soda can, half full of liquid.
That's dangerous.
It wasn't soda.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I grew up in a horrible neighborhood.
What was it?
It was pee-pee.
Oh.
I was probably 11, 12 years old.
I was thinking it was another liquid.
No.
I'm like, half full? Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Driving down the road?
In a Coke can?
In the family jewels? No. It was a like a Coca-Cola can full of urine.
Oh,
they caught me right in the side of the head, knocked me off my feet. But you know what? I was a very resilient young kid in my ghetto neighborhood. I got up. I cried a little. Washed my head off in somebody's yard with their garden hose.
Somebody's just random person.
Oh, yeah. The yard right in front of where it happened. You know? We're a good community, you know? They were like, oh, look at that little white boy just washing piss off his head. That's crazy. That's a damn shame, man. Man, you know, it's a rough, rough world in 1984 when they're just throwing piss at little fat boys. Look at him just washing himself off in our front yard like a little scared animal. Look at him, he's crying. You okay, little fat white boy? Okay, well, you just wash yourself up. Let me know if you need some paper towels or something. Very sad.
That's horrible, but kind of funny at the same time.
Finally, I have my story for What the Hell News. 7-Eleven, Anna.
Yeah, it's my favorite restaurant.
Okay.
It is.
I know it is. That's so sad. That's bad. She calls the cashier a waitress.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's a big tip in it for you, you know, if you put the good donuts out before mama comes in. 7-Eleven's about to up the alcohol game. They're trying it in, I think, 18 U.S. cities, including Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
7-Eleven's going to start delivering alcohol. They're trying this new service out, which is going to change the game, y'all. All the Uber drivers listening to the show right now, there's a bunch of y'all. You're like, oh, this ain't right. Now people can just get the alcohol brung the damn. But we need them to drink out in public so we can take them home and they can pee pee in our back seat and get an extra $150 for us. I don't know why I know that it's $150 if somebody throws up or pees in the car, but
I thought it was $200.
I don't know. I looked it up at some point for some reason. I can't remember. But anyway, for a friend. So, yeah, 7-Eleven, look out for it, guys. Soon you'll be able to hop on the app or call them and be like, yeah, bring me a couple of floaties, and they'll just bring you some floaties.
What's a floatie?
What's a floatie?
Oh, God.
I know what a floatie is.
Oh, no.
Oh, Ryan. Oh, Ryan. You really don't know what a floatie is?
I mean, I'm Googling it as we speak.
Oh, my God.
How do you spell floatie?
Oh, God.
F? Is it F or PH?
Oh.
I don't know.
This is not good.
All right.
F O W.
All right.
Is it faux D or faux T?
Sweetheart, why?
Is there a Y or an I?
Nope.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.